Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Now the Pirates are still involved in a pennant race. Division race, which makes you wonder about how they should approach the next several weeks. Are they in it to win it in a division that is inviting anyone to win it, to be honest? Milwaukee has gone back to first place, 35-34. That's a win total that represents the fewest wins of any division leader, tied with Minnesota, another bad division. Cincinnati, 35 wins. Pittsburgh, 34-34. They've really gone up and down. It makes us wonder, you know, every week. Nate Haluschek, who's behind the glass and taking your calls at 412-928-9370. It makes you wonder what exactly they are. And I seem to be asking this every single week. What are the Pittsburgh Pirates of 2023?
I don't think we're going to know until the season's over, Bob. I mean, you just see week in, week out, one week they're hot, one week they're cold. A lot of times it depends on who they play. A lot of it depends on who they have available pitching. But, I mean, that division is for the taking.
It really is. I'll get back to that in a second. First of all, I just want to remind you, our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Try their virtual wallet. It really makes a difference in finances in your home. PNC Bank. Number one Cochrane shop 24/7 with expressway at cochrane.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Great food, great vibe, great place to watch sports. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. So, if I'm answering the question, what are the Pirates are in a situation where they may have, you know, thought of this team as just improvement. Let's get closer to where we need to be at the beginning of the season. But they find themselves in a very winnable division, consisting of a very big bunch of non-terrific teams. You know, St. Louis is still struggling at the bottom of the list, although they're only 8.5 out. I would never count them out just because they're capable. You know, we saw the Cubs. Okay, I think the Cubs have flaws, but they're 32-37. They beat the Orioles yesterday, and they continue their offensive outburst. But if the Pirates believe they still have a chance now, the question is, how do you approach the next several months? For example, you got pitchers who you really, really like and really should be your foundation for the future. Specifically, I'm talking about Roman C. Contreras, Luis Ortiz, and Johan Oviedo. You want those three guys to take a step this year. At the beginning, we saw some steps. Now we've seen steps going the other way. And the question is, if you pride yourself on being a team that can win this division, can you consistently trot guys out there who struggle and just do it as if you're still trying to just develop guys looking ahead to next year or the year after? I don't know that Pirate fans would appreciate that. If you find yourself, even if it's a crap division, which this is right now, you got to do something to make yourself say, hey, we have a chance. As a result, as a general manager, Ben Cherington has to make decisions based on that, don't you think, Nate? I mean, you could go back to the freak show in the Pirates back in 1997 or 8 or whatever year that was. Sometimes you find yourself in a winnable situation much earlier than you expected. And don't you need to just jump at it and do something so that you can, who knows? They haven't won a division back since the 19-whatever. So I think you have to operate that way, don't you?
I agree, and it's one thing whenever it's very obvious that the starting pitching just hasn't been that good. I mean, they can't keep going on into July hoping every fifth day Mitch Keller can bail them out, because he's going to have a bad game here or there, and he's had a couple bad games. And look what happened. They're kind of falling apart. They need to find some stability in the rotation with no Vince Velasquez. You know, you're relying on Rich Hill, and you don't want to do that.
No, you don't. And he showed you last night, although listen, for 43, he's given them really bang for their buck, I think.
I agree.
Although last night he walked six guys, most since 2017. The first inning was a disaster. And once they fall behind, they don't have the hitting capability of coming out of some of these holes. So even though Ke'Bryan Hayes has really picked up his game, they need more of that from a lot of different people. And we'll see what happens. But I think the Pirates have to operate by saying, okay, we cannot just keep giving Contreras opportunity. If he really needs help, then they should send him back and make him work down in AAA for that help. Just as if you need offense, I think Henry Davis has shown you enough in double, now AAA, where his stick can help you. He made a – did you see the catch he made last night at right field? They put that – the Indianapolis Indians put it up there. And it was a really – it seems like he's doing pretty well there. He can catch, he can do a lot of things. But if you need somebody to supply some offense now, and he seems to be ready offensively, let's do it. You got, again, you're trying to win now in a division that didn't necessarily think it was going to be like this. So don't let it slip away without giving it your best shot. That's my message to them at this point.